T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
If you have ever had a mistletoe mishap, we're going to need your help here. 404-263-0941. Because we have one of our friends who finds herself in a mistletoe situation. Am I allowed to use your name?
I would prefer you called me Casey.
Okay, Casey. We'll call you Casey. Okay, Casey, what's going on?
Hi. So I was at my coworker's Christmas party, and I was just chatting with my friends and just kind of minding my own business, but I happened to be standing under some mistletoe, and my male coworker came up, and he planted a giant kiss on me for 3 full seconds. He had his hand on the small of my back. He kind of dipped me. It was an event. And I think it was innocent because the dude is a clown at the office and, I don't know, kind of a joke. But my boyfriend saw because he was there, and he's super jealous. And, I mean, he wants to break up with me. And I just want to know if I was in the wrong. I was just standing there, and this dude just came up and kissed me. I really couldn't do anything about it. I wasn't going to push him off me. He was holding me pretty tight, so... I don't know. I just want to know if I'm in the wrong or, like, what I can do to tell my boyfriend to fix this.
So, your boyfriend normally a jealous guy?
I would say, yeah, but I've also never been, like, kissed in front of him before.
Yeah.
But I would say that he does get a little jealous, but not like this.
Does your boyfriend know the guy?
I've definitely talked to him before because this dude's just kind of always, like, making a show of himself and is doing things for spectacle. And, I mean, at a holiday party, people are, I don't know, they're drinking eggnog. Like, they do things that they wouldn't normally do. It's mistletoe. Like, there's a rule with mistletoe, you know? You just kiss somebody when they're under it. So I guess it's fair, but I just feel like he should understand and believe me, and he's not.
So, Casey, do you feel like he should be mad at the guy and not at you? Why is he mad at you?
That's a good question. I feel like, yeah, he should definitely be mad at the guy, and he should have gone up to the guy and, like, defended me or supported me, especially with everything that's going on right now in the world. Like, I feel like he should have known that I didn't ask for that.
Well, I agree.
Kind of making it out to be like I did.
I agree that your boyfriend should be defending you. But you said a key line there. You said the guy, the coworker, kissed you for 3 full seconds. Now, in layman's terms, that doesn't sound like a lot, but let's count along together here.
Oh, you want to figure how long 3 seconds?
3 seconds is a lifetime to kiss a stranger.
Come
ready?
Come here, Curtis.
Come here. Y'all just lock it up.
Come on, Jim. Give me some of that tongue.
Hey, Bo, go give Curtis a Christmas miracle over here. All right, here we go. Ready? Well, 1, 2, 3. That's not a peck.
That's a kiss.
That's a kiss.
No, I don't think she's in the wrong because she said that he would grab the small of her back.
Yeah.
So he grabbed the small of her back and pulled her in. I mean, of course, he probably caught her off guard. She didn't expect that.
So join us for group therapy, 404-263-0941. Was Casey in the wrong here? Did she do something wrong? And how does she fix this with her boyfriend? I honestly don't know. I'm clueless how you fix this.
I think the guy should apologize to the boyfriend because he disrespected his girlfriend. I don't think it's her fault at all.
And 3 seconds is a long time.
It is.
It's enough time to pull back and push away.
But once again, she could have been shot.
You're saying she's in the wrong?
I'm not saying she's in the wrong, but I'm questioning hand on the small of the back. If you didn't initially react to push him away and storm out of there, you giggled, you laughed it off. Oh, John, you're so crazy, and went on with your night. Again, 1, 2, 3. There's enough time for tongue.
What?
Oh, dear gosh.
I'm just saying.
Okay, how about Casey here with some group therapy? How does she fix this with her boyfriend? 404-263-0941. Your advice coming up next with Jen and Friends on Star 94.1, the Christmas station.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, if you've ever had a mistletoe mishap, we need your guidance here because Casey is stuck in a weird situation with her boyfriend. We're calling her Casey. If somebody's just jumping into the conversation, Casey, can you explain what's going on real quick?
Yeah, I was standing under some mistletoe at an office Christmas party, and a coworker came up and kissed me, and my boyfriend saw, and now he kind of wants to break up with me, and I don't really know what to do.
So,
not something that I asked for.
Yeah, was she in the wrong or in the right, and what does she do about it? Jen in Decatur.
I say get a new boyfriend and a new coworker. apology. He did not ask for this, and he grabbed her without her permission.
Yeah. And it sounds like he's the jokey guy in the office who's sort of always doing this kind of thing. Right, Casey?
Definitely. And yeah. My boyfriend knows it.
Okay. Alicia in Lawrenceville is here to help, I think. Hey, Alicia.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so... First of all, if somebody plants a kiss on me and I have a boyfriend and it was a full 3 seconds, my immediate response would have been to push him away. So maybe you're not as interested in your boyfriend as you thought you were. Also, he should apologize to your boyfriend and say, hey, I was just messing around. I'm sorry. And then also, why is there a mistletoe hanging in your workplace?
I was at an office Christmas party at a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was saying that in the beginning. Yeah, it was like a work party, but at somebody's home.
You know, I got to agree with Alicia a little bit on this one because, Casey, I can't get over the fact about the whole 3 seconds. He kissed you for 3 full seconds. So I need to know, just me and you talking, you enjoyed it a little bit, didn't you?
You know what? You need to stop. Just stop with
Casey.
That.
I mean, it was very Hallmarky. I've never been surprised kissed under mistletoe, but.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Like,
Casey, if you ask me, I think you liked it. I think you enjoyed it a little bit. And Casey, I think there's a part of you that's feeling guilty because you really liked it.
All right, 404-263-0941. Montana and Ella J, what do you think?
Well, my first comment was to tell her boyfriend to back off and get the Christmas spirit. But after listening to some of the comments and Casey's reply, I think that she needs to talk to her boyfriend and maybe date her coworker. And I also wanted to say I'm very impressed. I didn't think I was going to like the show after Jeff left, but I super love it now.
Oh,
thanks, friend.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
All right, Alicia in Stone Mountain joining us for group therapy.
Hi, honestly, she's not wrong at all.
Really?
She's not wrong at all.
He's seen it.
He should have just left it alone and said, okay, I trust you to not do anything else and go on about his day.
All right.
Get a new boyfriend.
Thank you, Alicia. Thanks for the call. 404-263-0941. Let's continue this group therapy.
Coming up in minutes.
Because what does she do now? That's my question. What does she do at this point, right? She doesn't want to break up with her boyfriend. I know everybody's saying that. But what does she do at this point to make it better? If you got any guidance, we will take it. Coming up next, this is the Christmas Station, Star 94.1 and Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
All right, Casey got kissed by a coworker under the mistletoe, and now her boyfriend wants to break up with her. He's so jealous. So what does she do about it? Teresa in Cartersville is here for group therapy.
Hi, my answer is actually two-part. First, her boyfriend just needs to get over it. She didn't do anything wrong. It just happened. But for those people saying it is her fault that, like, 3 seconds is so long, you should have pushed them away. 3 seconds also is such a quick amount of time that by the time you realize what's happening, you're like, oh my gosh, then it's over. I've been in a situation before in an innocent conversation. Next thing I know, the guy's hands on my back, propelling me forward in the line. I had no idea till it was over, essentially. So don't blame her. She's caught between two guys who both were in the wrong.
I completely agree because she was caught off guard. I mean, if you see the way that Jen Hoppy looks at me like I'm a double stuffed Oreo, if she grabbed me, that happened to me, I'd be shocked too. Like, hold on, Jen, wait a minute.
But you might like it. You don't know.
Possibly.
You're not going to.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not.
All right, Andrea in Atlanta, welcome to group therapy.
Hi. So I just think, listen, this mistletoe thing, we need to do away with it because this is too freaking old fashioned. It's 2019. When something like this goes down the way that it went down for her, it's like this little piece of greenery on the ceiling. it's just an invitation for sexual harassment. This woman was sexually harassed at a work party, and she was put in this awkward situation where she even said he had a tight hold on her. He was holding her tightly to the point where she didn't really feel like she could get away. And I think for her boyfriend to blame her as the woman, he's being extremely old-fashioned as well. He needs to get it together and start backing her up and protecting her from what happened.
Andrea, thank you so much for the call. Now, Tiffany in Ackworth is joining group therapy, and she's coming right at you, Mark.
Okay.
I'm going to throw punch you, Mark.
Oh, God.
Throw punch you immediately.
Good gracious. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Because this is exactly what is wrong in the culture. The fact that someone thought because there's a little piece of plant hanging up, they have the right to walk over, grab you, and put their mouth on top of your mouth.
All right, Tiffany? Are you still there?
Oh, no!
She said she was done with you.
She got a throat punch. Jesus. All right, Tiffany, wait. Tiffany, this is for you.
Oh, no.
That was 3 seconds. That was 3 seconds of a kiss.
But once again,
I'm saying
it's the
Casey,
shock value. It's the
Casey,
shock value.
3 seconds is longer than you think it is. And thank you for the throat punch.
Emily in Lawrenceville, welcome to group therapy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
So I am thinking that maybe the mistletoe was just an excuse for this guy, you know, to kiss her. He probably likes her. I mean, you really don't know the intentions that are behind that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if it was a friendly co-work environment, you know, he could have just kissed her in the cheek and that would have been it. But he made the point of doing it in front of everybody. I think there might have been something else there.
Okay.
It might not have been her fault or anything, but, you know, you don't know his intentions.
Thanks for the call, Emily. And Natalie in Ball Ground, you're going to be the last word on this, okay?
Okay. This is what I think. First off, about the being sexual harassment, it's not unless you don't want the person. But if they're good looking and cute, it's not sexual harassment. And secondly, if she really thinks that she was that innocent and it was no problem, then she should let her boyfriend kiss someone under the mistletoe for the same amount of time.
Yes.
Oh,
agreed.
For
awesome.
3 seconds
agreed.
There. All right, Casey, what do you think about that guidance?
I think it's time to have a conversation with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think you need to go kiss the coworker again and see how you really feel about it.
Mark Owens.
No. All right, thanks for bringing it to the table. That's how group therapy works, y'all. If you ever want to put your business out there, we'll change your name and throw it out to the friends and see what happens.
Coming up in minutes.
You never know. It could turn into more kisses.
Or a throat punch.
Or an HR visit. You never know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.